Well, Charlotte, many congratulations. You just described that whole experience as being wicked. So, I mean, what a night, what a crowd, and what a moment for a young horse that you've got.
Yeah, I mean, it's great privilege to be here riding. I mean, obviously, there's lots of childhood memories for me being here, competing, you know, from first ridden all the way up to, I think I did 1,400 ponies, 14.2 show ponies, winning a couple of times here as well. So, yeah, always going into the main arena, doing the final bit under the spotlight was always every girl's dream. So to kind of come here again and ride in the dressage, I haven't ridden here for, well, since, and to win and then go and do that all again, it was brilliant. It was such fun.
So where does this horse rate? We're always looking for the new one. We were talking to Carla earlier and he was saying there's some good horses lurking in that yard. Is this one that you think could be a really good international horse?
Yeah, I mean he's going to be a top horse. He's a really special horse. You know, he's only eight. He hasn't actually even competed at into one level, so that's the second time he's actually done an into one freestyle, which he got thrown into at Bolesworth, was his very first music as well. So I mean, that was his second music in his entire career of doing dressage, first time in a massive indoor arena to do it as well. So I mean, he dealt with all the pressure and the whole atmosphere really, really well. I was really happy with him. He was a bit tense at the start, you know, the start was a little bit like, you know, just tense, but he, you know, as I went through it, he kind of settled, and I was really happy with him.
Well, he's done well. Obviously, we know what's going to happen at Olympia, talking about the retirement. How are you shaping up for that? Because that's going to be a tearjerker.
I think it's going to be very emotional, but I feel ready for it. I think that, you know, what Vallegro's done, what, you know, how we finished in Rio, I think that for me was probably the most emotional ride I've ever had to ride, because I said to myself before, and I said to Carl, if it all goes to plan, this is it. This is when I'm going to finish it and retire it. And having that in the back of my head, going into that test, I have never felt so emotional. I had people coming up to me, touching me, wishing me luck, and I just wanted to cry the whole time, just because just the thought of it was just really emotional for me. And then finishing, I was just an absolute wreck. I knew I was, but I kind of held myself together all day, and that was it. I just emotional wreck at the end of it. And you know, he's been an incredible horse for me, and for what he's done for dressage, he deserves to finish at the top.
But I still get the sense that your competitive juices are running high, because you want to bring on the other horses. Yeah. This is not the end. You know, people in the outside say, well, what are you going to do now? And you know, it is hard, but I get the feeling that that you still want it.
Yeah, I mean, people have said to me, oh my God, why are you finishing? He's only 14. You can still go on. You can do more with him. But what's the point? He's won everything there is to win. He's, you know, done everything and more than I've ever dreamt of doing with him. And I love training horses, and I have a yard at home with some fantastic young horses, so excited to have. And I want it, to me, the next challenge is to go out and bring up another one and get another one at international level and compete for, you know, your country and go and represent, you know, do the Europeans, the Worlds, the Olympics. You know, it's a huge challenge to be able to go and do that, and that's what it's all about for me.
Is it a drug?
Yeah, it's like, it is literally that addiction. It is, you know, I can't wait to find the next one and start training. And, you know, people look at it and think, oh God, you know, what's she riding that for? And then, you know, 5 years later, they're like, oh my God, where did you get that from? And you're like, well, you know, that was that one. So, you know, that's what I love and that's what I enjoy doing. And, you know, that's what I'm going to be working on now.
But should I bring my Kleenex to Olympia?
Yes.
Okay, Charlotte.
Yes.
Okay, you've told me. Thank you.
Thank you.